Gary Harley will be finding every winner for us there today. He's given us a written guarantee of that. Morning, Gary.
Hello, mate. Yeah, another magnificent day. In the last few weeks, short every race meet we've gone to, the weather has been delightful. There's hardly been, well, there's been no rain in the Hunter, and down here in the Central Coast, they've had very, very limited. It's a beautiful day today. It'll get to about 21 or 22. Track's good. Gee, we've got Hugh Bowman here today on a Tuesday. We're going to have Duller, we've got Berry, we've got Tim Clark, we've got Josh Bear, we've got McAvoy, we've got Collett. You name it. I got them all.
They are there. It's like the who's who. All right. Now, the first there today is a maiden over 1,200. We pull out one Airedale and six Fournette. Two gold tickets, 225. Three Latin Boy, 170. Number eight Lady Moochie, 225. $5 rather. Five Sunadair, 750. Seven Invincible Light, 750. And four Prospect Road, 41. So the favourite, two gold tickets, 225. Latin Boy, 330.
Well, if you want to back a horse that hasn't run for about 19 months, that's gold tickets. I'm with Sunadair. Had a good look at this horse's run at Hawkesbury. His only start, number five, when he got beat 3.7 lengths by a horse called Identic back on March 13. He raced very keen early in the race, into the middle stages, three deep all the way at the 1100 at Hawkesbury. No cover at all. And he was pretty green. He battled on well. Then old nose Phil Smith sent him straight to the paddock, had 2 months off. He comes back without a trial. Wouldn't worry about that. He's in a good stable. Noel will have him nice and fit. If he's mended his ways okay, yeah, he's not as green, he'll be hard to beat. He had trial really good before that Hawkesbury run. Gold tickets, I have put it in for second, despite the long, long layoff. He's been backed. He went up $3.20, Sean, with tab.com. .au, and what'd you say, he's into about 220.
Yeah.
Look, when his only race started Canterbury back in September, he got beat 2.5 lengths. Danny Williams had him then. This is his first run for Gerald Ryan, and Jamie Innes will claim 1.5 on him. He won second in a recent Rosal trial beyond Villadero, and Iggy Pop run third. He was third defence. He battled okay in the straight. But the day he raced, it was a real hot maiden. Subug won the race. Deploy run second. Realised potential run third, and he got beat 2.5 lengths. He's obviously got a bit of talent. You know, I'm just a bit wary with such a long layoff, but he's in a real good stable, as we know. Latin Boy was beaten on his merits at Cessnock the other day, number three, when he runs second, but the winner went really good, Bonhomie, for Jason Deemer. James Cummings has got this fella. He's only beaten half a length. He'd be better for the run. He had good provincial placings last time in. And number eight is the other one that I put in here, Shauna, which is Lady Moochie. Been trying for a while, four placings out of nine starts, second at Nowra the other day, but I give her a first four chance today. 5, 2, 3, and 8.
Righto, race two's been thinned out. Four Christmas Cheer and five Little Lucky come out. Now three All Charisma is $1.80, one Juno, 3.30, and two Cockles, 3.40.
Thinned down, that's the understatement of the year. Three runners. Sean, in a full field, I probably would have tipped Cockles with good speed on, but with three runners, Jeannot having a first start for Matt Smith, formerly with Paul Perry, normally goes back. And Cockles, even though, because of the slow pace, he was boxing on up outside the leader the other day at Hawkesbury, he normally likes to get back and run on. So I'm thinking McAvoy is just going to dictate in front of All Charisma, do whatever he likes, and just hit the button when he's ready. It bolted in on a good track at Gosford the other day in a maiden. Prior to that, it was beaten three quarters at Hawkesbury and run third at Gosford. The horse is flying at the moment. He likes to lead. He'll have no trouble leading this field of three, and he's going to be hard to run down. Cockles is close to a win. He'll be solid at the end, and Jeannot, well, I think it's had a change of ownership. That's why it's left Paul Perry. I think they sold it. Timmy Clark, the rides, had a trial. Timmy eased to back in the trial to second last. She's a long, long way off. The leader's in a good trial, and she was hard held going to the line. She wasn't allowed to do anything, but see what happens today. 3-2-1.
Now, follow the old theory. Wait and see what the outsider is and back that. How often?
Well, that'll be Jeanette, probably.
Yeah. How often do they get up in 3-horse races? Unbelievable.
It's happened plenty of times.
Too right. Now, the third, the 3-year-old maiden, full field. Now, 4 Sensor Cover 220, 1 Holly Mount Star 360, 8 Emma Jane 440, number 7 Daphne Dynamite 950, 5 Luminescent is $10, 2 Sunset Jewel 19, 3 Waldo Waldorf 21, and 6 Bull Rope 51.
I'm very keen on Sensor Cove. She's on a very quick back up. She raced on Saturday at Kembla. She ran a terrific race at Kembla. They went pretty hard up front, and she settled midfield 8 lengths off the lead at around the 800 metre mark. She was about 8 off the lead, and then she was pushed along before the home turn and Duff. She come quick on the straight. I thought she looked the winner for sure, but she was just nailed right on the line by Sabloom, that was the start before. So it was nailed right on the line. Prior to that, Sabloom just got her right on the line at Newcastle. And prior to that, a good run at Gosford. She's got the form. She backs up all right. I think she'll win. Number 4, Sensor Cover. And number 8, Emma Jane. Well, you've got a problem here. I'll tell you why. Gay and Adrian have got her. Magnificently bred Sebring out of Fast and Witty. Philly. 3 runs back here at Wong. She got beat a length and a half by White Moss. White Moss went straight to town and won. She then ran 4 feet and 2 lengths at Randwick to Mia Rosa in a 1400 Phillies maiden. And then she came to Newcastle the other day. I tipped her and backed her, of course. She went straight to the front and ran last beat in 14 lengths. There was no pressure on her in front. Some say she went hard. I spoke to Paul King, the rider. He didn't think they went that hard. Still led into the straight and got beat 14 lengths. Now, why some people are predicting a improvement today is that Gay and Adrian have taken the blinkers off, and the male is they're going to ride her conservatively and not lead like she did at Newcastle. So if all that's the case, she could improve out of sight today. 1 Holly Mount Star, just beaten at Kembla last start. Got to be a hope. 2 Sunset Jewel. Ran second first up at Gosford. Had 3 months off. Failed there the other day, but can improve. 4, 8, 1, and 2. Did you understand all that?
Not a clue, but I'll work it out later. I've written it down, so I'll sort through it and work it out later on.
Put it on the podcast.
Yeah, good on you. The 4th, the 2-year-old colts and geldings maiden. These are interesting races, these 2-year-olds today.
Yes.
Full field in this. 3 RO Success, 310. 5 Radiant Choice, 350. 4 Kettering is $6. 7 Strike Rock is $6.50. 2 Conservation at 8. 8 Thrilled at 9. 1 Keshatan at 19. And also 6 Startle over at $19. Yeah, fascinating races, these two.
Yeah, very good race. Top stables in them. I'm with Radiant Choice for the Hawks camp. Tommy Berry to ride. On debut in the Magic Million 2-year-old classic here at Wyong, and only got beat 2.25 lengths by Bedinity. Single bullet run second. Dinigan run third. Hot race. Then got beat 2 lengths at Warwick Farm before going to the paddock. Trials have been very good. Now, the last trial at Rose Hill in May 8, it led all the way. Christian Reeve gave it a crack round the bum in the straight, and then he sort of sat on it then. No further movement, and it won the trial nicely. Big, strong looker on the TV anyway by Swazir. I expect him to go forward and run a very, very good race. 2 Conservation. First starters won 2 trials at Randwick. In the last trial, it began well, held the rail, shared the lead, hit the front at the top of the straight, ridden out hands and heels by Hugh Bowman to win the trial. Number 4, Kettering for the Chris Lee stable. It won a trial at Newcastle, then its last trial at run 30 at Wyong. It was outside the leader, but very, very wide on the track. The young lady, Louise Day, rode the horse. She let it race very wide all the way around and never moved on it 108 out of the straight. I thought it was a good trial by the Chris Lee's 2-year-old Kettering. And number 3, Irish Success, run 3rd, beaten 3/4. It's only started Kembla. I thought a wide-open race, number of chances, 5, 2, 4, and 3.
Now, Bobby Alyssa is on RA Success on social media, posted a video of him skydiving, tandem skydive, jumping out of a plane.
Is that right?
How would you be doing that, Gary?
No, not me. My wife did it once.
Fair thinking.
And one of my youngest son, but they said I was too heavy. Mate, I was ruled out under the weight conditions, but I was never going to do it anyway.
It's the only sport in the world where if you fail, they're going to dig you up to bury you.
Yeah. True.
It's true. Now, the fifth today, the two-year-old Phillies maiden. Four, Livia Story, and eight, Plucky Dame come out. Now, two, Intrinsic, 225. Three, Iowa, 420. Seven, Meraki Miss, 460. Six, Madonica, $9. One, AC Tong D is $10. Nine, Pretty Fast, 12. Ten, We Love Rugby, 23. And five, Love Speed Girl, 31.
I missed it, mate. What price number two?
Intrinsic, 225.
Yeah, oh, gee, it was a good trial, this horse. So you think Philly, trained by Chris Lees, you, Bowman, riding. She trialled here, Maddie Scores rode her in the trial, and she got beat half a length, but don't take any notice of that. She went back early in a field of five, improved, three wide in the trial. Outside, three wide outside the leaders at the 450. Never let go at any stage, never got a sweat up. Trial was outstanding. And on the same day, this unbeaten trial horse, Meraki Miss of Yawn Baker's unbeaten in trials, won a trial before lengths and run about 1.8 slower than what Intrinsic. Where did Chris get that name? Although he don't own it. Barrier 3, you're right. Gee, on that trial, I think it'll be very hard to beat. Seven, Meraki Miss, won two trials very easily from the Bjorn Baker stable. The other day, when it won the trial at Wong, and I told you it went slow at time, it got out with a big lead, and it absolutely bolted in that trial under a hole too. Collett come here to ride it, and he's riding her in the race. Number three, Iowa, to Chris Waller, Kieran McAvoy. Two good trials, run second in both. The last one at Roselle, it led early, wanted to go quicker. Kieran said no, he wouldn't let it go quicker, and he never moved one iota on it. Got beat ahead, gee, trial good. And number six, the other one I thought had a hope, Madonica, the one that's had a few race starts. 2, 7, 3, and 6.
And the Say You Thinks are starting to perform nicely now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are flying.
Well, this one's out of a Group 3 place mare and a very good family. Intrinsic, so yeah, don't be surprised today. Beautifully bred.
Well, there was no reason why he wouldn't be a successful sire. He was a crackerjack racehorse and a great type too.
Too right. Now the sixth, and it's interesting, just given that little bit of time, a lot of them have been patient with them.
But this one today is a two-year-old.
Yeah, they've just been patient, which has certainly paid off. Now the sixth today, 2100 metre class two, and we pull out three Nemrud and six Swinger Hinch. Now, one Sayed is 210, number five Baser, 440, four Loud Enough, 460, eight Lady Montoya, 10, seven Chosen Prince, $12, two Napoleon, 13, and number nine, the Bohemian, is $19.
Bet of the day, number one, Chris Waller, you Bowman, Sayed. Actually, I got a nice trifecta with the horse when it won at double figures at Newcastle back on April 29, but let me tell you about him, Sean. He's a four-year-old bred in America. He had two runs overseas before Chris obviously purchased him, and Chris is a part owner of the horse, Chris Waller, with a number of other people. He had two runs at Warwick Farm, one over the mile, didn't do much at all, and then did nothing at Warwick Farm over the 1600. Now, that was back in November, December. Then Chris gave him 4 months off. He come back, he's had one run, that run at Newcastle, 1850 first up, which you can do with these European horses. And he went enormous. He absolutely bolted in by about 2.6 lengths, and he could have won by further, I reckon. Rory Hutchings rode him. He had 61. He goes to 61.5 today. Hugh Bowman hops aboard. Barrier 1, nice run back off the pace. And I reckon he'll run 2,100 on his head. Bet of the day for me. The main threat's the stablemate Baser. Kieran McAvoy riding for Chris. She can do a hell of a lot wrong, this filly. One day at Newcastle back in February, I tipped her and, of course, backed her. $2.60. I noticed she was very flighty in the yard. And she lost the rider as soon as they jumped. Tipped off Chad Lever as soon as they jumped. She had a month off, come back on a very heavy track at Goulburn. She was really good coming from last to win a maiden. Blake Shin rode her. Then she failed in the Adrian Knox on a heavy track. But she blundered badly in the going that day. And then a month later at Canterbury the other day, she only got beat two lengths. She's got a ton of ability but can do plenty wrong. 2100 today, I don't think the distance is any worry. Just whether she, you know, does everything right. She's the main threat to the stablemate. Number two, Napoleon. He's another one that can do things wrong, but if he puts his best foot forward, he's a definite place chance in the race. And number eight, Lady Montoya, a tragedy beaten in a much weaker race at Cessnock last start. 1, 5, 2, and 8.
Interesting. Sayed at his first run at in France, mile, second run fresh in the mile, third run fresh in the mile. So you'd reckon the 2100 won't even worry, will you?
No, mate, not around here either.
No. All right, now the next we pull out 8 Exotherm and number 10 El Snitz. Now this is race 7. It's over 1350, 63. Now 1 Calypso Bay, 4 even. 5 Tennessee Hussey, 550. Number 3 Hiley, $6. 2 Comfortable, 8. 9 Commonwealth is 850. 4 Seeking Asylum, 12, along with 6 Aspen Star and 13 Scamando, or Scamano. Number 11 Ponchuelo, 14. 15 Bench Star is also a $14 pop. And 7 Don Pellegrino at 34, 14 the Iron Maiden 51, and 12 Bonus Spin 71.
He goes pretty good, the top weight Calypso Bay. He's a high chap for your old trainer Chris Lees. Breton Abdullah to ride him. It's not the first time Breton's been on him. He's rode him a couple of times. He's first up today. If you go back last time in, he won a race by 7 lengths, a class 1 and Maiden one day at Taree. He just ambled him on the home turn. Aaron Bullock rode him and he panelled him. Prior to that, he bolted in a Wyong Maiden over the mile. He had a couple of runs in town before he went to the paddy gunning. He beat a couple of lengths in both. He's all right, this horse. He has run well first up once in the past. He's only had 2 preps. And his trial, his recent trial, was very, very strong. He ran on well under no pressure in the home straight to just be beaten. He'll do me. Number 6... for second, Aspen Star likes to race on the pace, better for a first up run at Gosford. I think it beat 2 lengths the other day, has had 4 placings on the Wyong track. He's well suited here today. Number 5 for third in the race, Tennessee Hussey, going terrific at the moment, just nailed the other day at Kembla. And number 3 Hiley, another one of the Wallers. 1653.
Alright, that's race 7. Now we go to the 8th event. This is over 1600 and it's a benchmark 65. Now 5 Spinning Gold out. 2 Collateral is 240. Number 3 Vega, 370. 7 Carrara Rose is 5 even. Number 4 Contralto, 750. 1 Pinot Gris, 12. Number 6 Courtly, $18. 10 Miles Moment, 19. Number 8 Miss Tickles, 23. And 9 Pyramid Prince, $26.
I like Collateral. He was well backed. First up the other day at Newcastle on April 29, he was 9.50 into 6 in a real good benchmark 65, won by Snowden's horse Reinforced and Exitoso, who won at the Scone Cup Carnival at the weekend. It ran second in the race. This bloke was only beaten 2 lengths first up. Here he goes, really good second up, Sean. He's had a win in the second up. He had a very good couple of very good Queensland runs last time in. Bjorn Baker's got him. Collett the ride. I thought he was the one to beat. Kiara Rose is going really good at the moment. She's looking for a hat trick after winning at Scone and Goulburn. Jason Adair, the trainer, we wish him the best. He was having surgery on, I think it was his shoulder, after that track work fall last week. And I think he would have had it by now. I was talking to his wife, Lucy, at Scone. She's got to do all the work, poor old Jace, after that fall. And hope he's okay. Keegan Latham's riding. He's a very good rider, this South African short.
Yeah.
Very, very capable rider.
He's ridden all around the world. He's ridden everywhere.
He's ridden winners in Dubai and Ireland, I think. Group 1 winners, should I say. Nice boy, too. And I won't mention any names, but I introduced him to a very high profile. A very high profile trainer.
Mm.
Just a couple of weeks back, and after talking to him for 5 minutes, the bloke said to him, "You can have a job with us if you want to. Move up here, move up to the Hunter and have a job with us." He's an impressive young bloke and a very good rider. Righto, Collateral on top, 7 for second, as I just said, Kiara Rose, 4 for third, Contrello can do plenty wrong, but I think the mile suits. Just a bit worried about the tighter track. And three, Vega for Bjorn. Now, by making those tips, I've tipped the outsider of Bjorn's to win, I think, collateral. With the other one, Vega, well, it was favourite, I think you said. It's my fourth pick. Anyway, that's the way I see him. He may see him different. 2, 7, 4, and 3.
Now, there's a young girl riding in this, Kelly Holding, on the top of you. She can claim four, and I've seen a few of her rides, and she's one. She rides nicely.
Yeah, Kelly's, look, I don't like saying this, but I'm going to. Kelly's not your 16, 18-year-old apprentice. I think Kelly's a young lady, and I would never pry into the private business and on Sky or anywhere and ask her how old she is, but I will on the side. But I think Kelly's a girl around about 30-odd.
Well, yeah, she rides with maturity, I tell you. Just
yeah,
when you look,
yeah.
That's what
she's
stood
with
out.
Kelly, so yeah. She's with a great bloke, and she's done a hell of a lot of track work riding over the years, and I think she might have went away in another part of the state for a while, and she only started riding not long back, but she rides very, very good.
I just, and very I notice, well, you look and think of claiming four, obviously hasn't had a lot of rides. She's ridden four winners, and thing is, I've noticed, doesn't panic.
Not at all, and really nice lady too to talk to.
Good luck to her.
I'd imagine she's got a good future.
Yeah, doesn't panic and can ride light. She's riding at 52.
Yep, true.
Yeah, no, it's because often you see the young ones get to the front and the stick comes out and they wobble all over the place, but she doesn't. She's very...
Well, we've got a few of them ladies around the Central Coast Hunter Valley. Louise Day rides really good, the Irish girl at Newcastle. And you've got Kelly here, but you have got others, you know, as well. And in some parts of the state, there's a dearth of promising apprentices. I noticed Mark Quinn in an article, I think it was in the Telegraph, he was looking for an apprentice for a horse yesterday at Taree, and I think he got one from down Sydney way, a young Irish boy. But we haven't got a lot at Newcastle, not a lot by any means. And Louise Day is one there that is going to make it, and this girl here on the Central Coast.
Yeah, no, I just like the way she sits on. All right, now, what's your best today, Gary?
Oh, I think Jayed's the best. Sayed, should I say. Race 6, number 1 for Huey and Chris Waller.
All right, now, your quaddy, what's that? Because people wanted to
I've taken Sayed, but I've just thrown that other one in the stable mate for insurance. 1 and 5 in the first leg. That scores his favourite, Sayed. But I've put so-and-so in for insurance. So, race 5, let me get back to race 5. I've gone 2, 7, 3, 6. Race 6, 1 and 5. Race 7, 1, 6, 5, 3. And race 8, 2, 7, 4, 3.
All right, good on you, Gary. Have a good day. We'll hear your late mail there today from Wyong.
Yeah, still a bit croaky from Scone. It was such a magnificent carnival. Probably their best ever, Sean. Mm. I think. It was unbelievable. And the jockeys, everyone wrapped the track. It was Bernie done a sensational job. And Pete, the CEO, in his first carnival, obviously would have been nervous before it, but everything seemed to go like clockwork, and everyone raved about it, and they'll all be going back next year.
Well, I'm thinking of trying to catch up with Heath tomorrow on HQ and have a yarn then, because they're even looking at the possibility of putting more marquees and so forth for next year.
Yeah,
be terrific.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, mate. We'll talk to you later on.